From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 959th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ernest Tubb.
I love the women and I love them all the same. Lord, I love the women and I love them all the same. But I don't love nobody well enough to change her name. The women make a fool out of me. My papa scolded me, and my mama sits and cries. Lord, my papa scolded me, and my mama just sits and cries. Said I had too many women for any little boy my size. The women make a fool out of me. Oh, Billy Burnett. When I take a girl to dinner, she hangs around my neck. When I take a girl out to dinner, she hangs around my neck. She always pays a taxi, why she even pays a check. The women make a fool out of me. Thank you, good neighbors, and it's a pleasure to be with you, by cracky. We're all set with another Grand Ole Opry, and here's our good friend Grant Turner to help out and tell everybody who's here and ready with some fine entertainment.
Ernest, it is a pleasure. Naturally, Rod Brassfield is here, and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Yes, sir, and Chet Atkins with some fine guitar playing.
And Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers.
And someone else I'll tell you about a little bit later on, and, of course, our special guest, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. And right now, it's my great pleasure to introduce that man who always dresses in the height of fashion. 1890 fashion, that is. The Hornwall Hoosier, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you, man. Y'all started to cut that nose short, didn't you, Rod? Thank you very much. Hi to Mr. Ernest Tubb.
Hi, Rodney.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you,
hey,
too,
I want to ask you a question, old E.T., old buddy.
Well, absolutely, Rod.
Do you know what a buccaneer is?
A buccaneer?
Yeah, a buccaneer.
No, Rod. What is a buccaneer?
It's too much to have to pay for corn.
Oh.
Hey, Ernest, yeah. I come by my Uncle Syke's house over here, coming over here tonight. I come by there this morning.
Yeah.
And Aunt Sap, his wife, her cousin is visiting them.
Uh-huh.
And he was out there in the corn patch behind the Snip, Snap, and Bite Cafe.
Yeah.
And he had a rod and reel out there fishing out there, just casting out fishing there in the corn patch.
In the corn field?
Yeah, and I asked Uncle Syke, I says, what in the cat hair is the matter with him fishing out there in the corn patch? Uncle Syke said, don't pay no attention to him, Rod. He's sort of crazy.
Yeah.
And I figured that, you know, sort of crazy.
He would.
Uncle Syke said, don't worry about Rod. He's just crazy. If he don't come home about 4 or 5 o'clock this evening, I'm going to get my boat and go get him.
Oh.
Uncle Syke's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I went over to see my gal Susie last night, Ernest, and Susie's got a little sister named Effie.
Oh, yeah.
You know Effie.
Yeah, I remember that little girl.
She's about 16, 17 years old.
Kind of growing
had
up
a,
now.
Yeah, I had a date with her boyfriend last night. When I went in the house, they were sitting there on the porch in the swing, sparking.
Yeah,
When I went in there and was talking to Susie in the house, and it was getting dark, you know.
Uh-huh.
Susie says to me, Rod, what do you reckon Effie and her boyfriend's doing out there in the dark? I said, oh, they're playing checkers. She said, now, how can they play checkers out there in the dark? I said, well, I guess that's what they're doing. I heard her tell him, another move like that and I'm going to crown you, boy. Hey, Ernest.
Yeah.
you know my oldest brother, Bevins, don't you?
Oh, yeah, old Bev.
Yeah, old Bev. You know, he's got a sheep ranch.
Yeah, I remember
got a big sheep ranch. And here about 2 weeks ago when all that ice and snow was here, you know, it's so cold. He wanted to take a bunch of these sheep across a river that was all frozen over.
Uh-huh.
And this river went right through Sarah Garrett's place, or her property there.
Yeah.
And Sarah's always been stuck on Bev, isn't it? You know?
I remember that.
He tried to get him to marry her. Yeah, you know, he wouldn't do it. And he was trying to get these sheep across that there frozen river there. She says to him, says, "Heavens, Bevins, you can't take them sheep across my river unless you promise to marry me."
What did he do, Rob?
He promised to marry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how he pulled the wool over her eyes.
Oh.
Well, I've got to go now, Ernest. Before I go, I'd like to say just one little thing.
Yeah? What's that, Rob?
And this is to you and everybody else that's here and everybody's listening. Yeah. When you go home tonight, please drive careful.
Please drive careful.
Yeah, because the life you save might be mine.
Oh. Rodney, you really have a hard time, buddy. I kind of feel sorry for you. But right now, it's time that we heard from our special guest, so let's have a great big Opry welcome for Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Wilma Lee, it's sure nice to have you here with us, honey.
We're mighty glad to be here, Ernest.
And what about me, Ernest? Ain't you sort of glad to see me?
Well, of course, Tony, but you know I'm just a little bit partial to pretty girls, you know. Say, by the way, what have you two been doing lately?
We've been traveling around the country playing a few personal appearances, Ernest.
One I'd like to mention starts about May. We're going to go clear across Canada from the west end to the eastern section, and that's the whole Dominion with Mr. Hank Snow.
Well, I'm sure that you'll have a wonderful show, and the folks will be proud to come out and see your show, too, up that way. Tell them hi from me. But right now, how about you two doing us a song, huh?
All right, here it is, Diamond Joe.
Diamond Joe, come and get me, my watch done, gonna quit me. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, don't know when I'll ever get this chance again. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. I've got a brand new shiny tin to get me piper color in. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. I want to walk around that square with all this bear grease in my hair. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Gonna buy me a brand new shiny gun just to show the boys some fun. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. And when I land in the Boston jail, you'll be there to go my bail. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. You can spread the word around that I'm coming back to town. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. With a brand new nickel and a shiny dime, we'll show them Boston bells of fine. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me, my watch done, gonna quit me, Diamond Joe. Come
and
get me, Diamond Joe.
Say, Rodney, did you want to say something right about here, my boy?
Yeah, Ernest, just wanted to say happy George Washington's birthday to all my friends.
By golly, today is Washington's birthday.
Yeah, and I celebrated it by opening a new tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Hey, smelled fresh and rich, didn't it?
Oh, one whiff, and I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to pack my pipe and light up. Find out that there's fine smoking.
And cool smoking, comfortable smoking.
That's no lie.
Crimp cut to pack right, burn easy and slow.
You ain't fibbed yet.
And that taste, Prince Albert, you know, keeps all the flavor put in tobacco, then brings it out and makes it finer and richer.
You know, sometimes, Ernest, I just smack my lips. It's so good.
And you fellas who rolled your own, remember, crimp cut PA and an OCB paper gives you a great smoke. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around. Smooth to look at, smooth to taste. Pipe smokers and making men, too. Take it easy and enjoy yourself with tasty, comfortable Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson and all of our square dancers with Going Up Cripple Creek. Grab your partners, everybody.
All the square dancers. Turn your left hand, you know, by yourself. Swing your mom, swing your paw, swing your girl. Ladies on the inside, gents on the outside. All hands up and dance. Ladies to the left and gents to the right. Dance like a dance on Saturday night. Turn around, you're going on dancing. You're turning no more. You get that you got my different kind of little home boy.
Miss Ernest, I hate to interrupt, but what about that special guest you mentioned earlier?
Grant, I was just coming to that. You know, folks, earlier this evening on the pre-opera show, those 165 young people sitting right down here in front of me all took the oath and were sworn into the services of the United States Navy. These are Tennessee's finest. And they will all serve together. And we're more than proud to know they'll be called the Grand Ole Opry Company. They're joining in the tradition of the Grand Ole Opry, for many of our people have served in the armed services. Opry entertainers have covered the four corners of the world in two major conflicts to bring a little happiness and a breath of home to fighting men everywhere. And they're still doing it today. We of the Grand Ole Opry are proud of this new naval unit. And we're pleased that you'll bear the name of the Grand Ole Opry Company, fellas. Your country is proud of you, too. And here to speak for the United States Navy is Commander C.A. Huffman.
Thank you very much, Ernest. And on behalf of the Naval Recruiting Service, I would like to express our appreciation for the wonderful cooperation and assistance rendered by the entire staff and performers of the Grand Ole Opry in helping to form the Grand Ole Opry Company. Everyone has shown great enthusiasm and all have been wonderful recruiters. Our thanks also to all the other officials and employees of the many different medias, news medias throughout the recruiting district. It is only through the cooperation and assistance of such public-spirited citizens that the Naval Recruiting Service is able to carry out its mission successfully. Gentlemen, as we say in the Navy, a job well done. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Commander Huffman. And now I want everyone within the sound of my voice to bow his head and say a very special, quiet little prayer for the safety and well-being of these fine young men of the Navy. As we sing that fine old hymn, Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When the foes of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Thank you so much, neighbors. Now here's that guitar-picking man, Chet Atkins, with the Dill Pickle Rag. Chester? Thank you so much, sir, Chet Atkins.
Say, Ernest, have you noticed who's all eyes for the new sailors?
Oh, I sure do, Grant. Folks, here's that belle of Grinder Switch, the girl who's never gotten married because even if anybody did propose, she wouldn't hear them for her own talking. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Proud to be here. Where's all them sailor fellers, Navy boy? Oh, bless you. I declare, if I had time, I'd go back there and kiss every one of you. Now. No, I tell you, there's 165 of you, and that takes time to get around to that many fellers. I'd like to have that much time. Oh, me. Well, so though, I'll tell you now, we've had a real exciting time trying to get up here today. Me and my brother, we got on the bus to come up here at Grinder Switch, and we just got on that old bus, and the bus was getting ready to pull out of Grinder Switch, and the bus driver hollered back, and he said, "Everybody set?" About that time, a girl's voice said, "Wait a minute, wait till I get my clothes on." And my, you never seen such a big stampede of fellas running to the front of that bus to see one poor girl trying to get a basket of laundry on that bus. Oh, I tell you, it is awful. But I'm awful glad that the cold weather stun went away. We had an awful freeze up here at Grinder Switch. Steve Jones is the only person in town that's got that there plumbing on the inside of his house. And his pipes all frizz up, and he had to send clean over to Centerville, Tennessee. That's 3 miles from Grinder Switch. And he sent over there and got him a plumber to fix his pipes. And, whoo, Steve and his wife have had an awful fuss about that plumber coming over there. What happened was that Steve Jones' wife, Ms. Jones, is standing right there by the sink when the plumber come in, and Steve Jones, he says to the plumber, he says, "Mr. Plumber, before you start working, I'd like to acquaint you with the cause of all my trouble." And the plumber says to Ms. Jones, "Howdy, ma'am." She oughtn't have been standing in front of that sink. Now, I'm telling you the truth. Well, so though, we've had a good time, all us young folks. We've been down there skating on the pond down there close to home. Brother, he had a little hard time, though. There's just supposed to be young and skating down there, but Ms. Moonshine McGinney, she come down there yesterday. Well, so she weighs, well, she's fell off now, little. She's fell off to a ton now. But she come down there, and she was trying to skate with all them young folks, and she run into Brother and fell right flat down on that poor boy. And he just went scooting across that ice on his stomach with poor Miss McGinney sitting on top of him. When Brother got to the edge of the pond where he run into the bank there, he turned around and he said, "Miss McGinney, you're going to have to get off here. This is as far as I go." Bye now. Don't forget Heart Sunday tomorrow. Bye now. See you later.
Say, Benny, is it true that Hezzy just never gets amazed?
It's true. Hezzy can come to Nashville and see the finest new inventions in all the world, and he's just calm as can be.
Well, how come?
Well, Hezzy says when they invented Prince Albert smoking tobacco, they done it all. Nothing can beat that for Hezzy.
And for a lot of fellows, Benny, because pipe smokers everywhere feel nothing beats the freshness and the mild, cool smoking, the natural tobacco taste, and the downright smoking comfort of Prince Albert.
Well, that's why it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And why fellas who roll their own say there's nothing finer than a Prince Albert making cigarette. So pipe smokers and making men, too, get all the pleasure and comfort, all the ease and rich taste of a great smoke with Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. Just taste test Prince Albert and see what we mean.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now here's our guest back once again, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper with one of their fine numbers, Tramp on the Street. Kids...
Only a tramp of last resort. Darling, he was some other's son. Once he was fair and once he was young. Some mother rocked him, her darling, to sleep. Then they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Jesus, who died on Calvary's tree, shed his life's blood for you and for me. They pierced his sides, his hands and his feet, and they left him to die like a tramp on the street.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Right now is Miss Del Wood over at the piano playing her latest recording, Whirl Away.
It certainly was, Ernest, but now it's time you did something special. So how about one of your own recordings? Ladies and gentlemen, our star, Ernest Tubbs, singing My Treasure.
I made a lot of money. My fortune was untold. Like a fool, I idolized my silver and my gold. my earthly treasures mounted. But when I count it through, I realized the treasure I had overlooked was you. My treasure, unmeasured, but forsaken of the treasures that come from above. My treasure, unmeasured, but it don't hold the heart of the one that I love. Oh, Benny Bird now. If I had my life before me, if I could see it all, I'd stake my claim on things that are secured against downfall. I'd work for earthly treasures like any man would do, but I'd set my sights much higher and I'd be sure that I had you. My treasure, unmeasured, but forsaken of the treasures that come from above. My treasure, unmeasured, but it don't hold the heart of the one that I love. Well, sir, now we got to be going, neighbors. You know, we're mighty glad that you could be with us tonight for the Grand Ole Opry. Be back again next week when Marty Robbins will take over and have Floyd Tillman along as his special guest. Be sure and join him, won't you? Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything, and remember to be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love it.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service. And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee.